Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. I cried
out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, hold it now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, we did miss Ike during Creed yesterday, but even more.
How was it?
Well, Buzz is horrible at Creed.
Terrible. TK, also not much added.
But Buzz, I think he's too close to the mic or something. I can't even hear the song. I only hear Buzz.
I know. That might be
He's trying.
That might be a defect for you, personally.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear the song. I just heard Buzz singing like this.
Droning and
it was so
on and
much
on.
Buzz.
And he couldn't even stop talking during Creed. We're trying to get out. Yeah. Didn't even get out during that.
And this is I'm glad that Buzz sings it. I want him to sing poorly, even if he sings it. But it was just it's horrible. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Would losing the Tush Push ultimately be a big deal for the Eagles? 72.3% say no.
No.
215-592-9494. Big Joe in Philly. You're on WIP. It's a Big Joe.
You fellas, what's going on? Happy Tuesday.
Yell cause.
What up, Joe?
I mean, dude, the fightings got me fired up with all the bozos who were saying they weren't going to be good this year.
Dude, I know it.
I digress. You know, Fritzy was obviously in that category. Spike, thank you for calling him out on that.
Thank you, buddy.
But there's still this one thing that's always on my mind, no matter what happens, when I wake up and I get to be blessed to watch him every single day, is when is Davey Dumbohead going to sign Kyle and extend him to the extension that he rightfully deserves? It just drives me nuts, and there's just this lingering feeling in my head now that the season's going to come. Nothing's going to happen at the deadline. You know, I'm not going to say if anything bad's going to happen in the postseason, but if Kyle Schwarber's not in pinstripes next year, dude, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm fed up with it. I want to give him the money. And honestly, like, that's my only gripe with him right now. And I just, it needs to happen.
Well, Spike wants him to test free agency, so.
That's not what I said. I just don't want to participate in this debate before I have to do it on the midday show.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
That's fine.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
you don't have to. So here's what I would say, Big Joe. I'd be shocked, man. I mean, you would almost need something terrible to happen, like Kyle Schwarber falling off the face of the earth the rest of the season. Like, I don't see how they don't eventually sign him, whether they get it done during the season or they wait till the offseason. He's not hitting free agency. Can you imagine if Kyle Schwarber stays on the pace that he's on and he hits 50 freaking home runs. Like, what do you think the Phillies are going to do? Let him walk out the door and have to face the wrath of this fan base?
No, but the price is just going
up. Oh, that's on them. Well, yeah, that's on them.
Going out of the park. That's
yeah.
Just like, and he's only DHing. Like, I was listening to what you guys were saying earlier about if he's, you know, tracking Bryce and obviously, like, the hot streak that he's got, like,
yeah,
he's been on the Phillies the last couple seasons. And so, I mean, the games that he plays for us, like, he's always basically been playing DH ever since Bryce has been able to come back and start to play first. So, like, there's not really that much of an injury risk. And so just with every single game that he's trying out there being the DH and with every single home run, and the longer that he's not signed, the price is just going to keep going up and up.
Can
and
I
up
say
and,
this, though?
Well, I think the years go up. But, if they were only talking about 2 years, you got to give them at least 4 years at a minimum.
Here's the thing, though, Big Joe. I don't want to – we'll just do this anyway. Is –
don't,
it's
give,
like,
don't give it all away.
No, it's no, just
don't,
like...
Don't give it all away.
Here is two things. First of all, the market can only go up so high on Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
He's 32 years old. He's a DH, right? And like, so when you look at the last few years of baseball, the guys in his range, and I'm not saying Alex Bregman is a better player or worse player, but they all wind up in that same... that I think baseball wants to give a ton of money to the big players, and but there's not a ton of money for the $100 million guys.
The middleman, yeah.
It just shows with Pete Alonso, and I still think Pete Alonso, who actually plays the field and is younger than Schwarber, I think a little bit, is still just going to get a 3-year deal at $100 million. Now, it's more than Schwarber, but also he plays the field as well, and I think there is some value to him in New York. So that's the first thing. I think the number can only go up so high. And then the other thing I would say is you're saying that he's just going to keep doing this all year long. I could make the case that you're actually bidding at his probably most expensive in that he's playing great right now.
Right.
Like at this point, I actually think it's worse time to sign him right this second, because right this second, he looks like he's going to hit 50 home runs. If he settles into 38 home runs or something like that, you might actually save yourself money. I just don't think they're doing themselves any favors by signing him right this second.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, hammer the deal out before Hoagie Fest comes around, because putting, you know, June comes around, Hoagie Fest comes around, and he starts, you know, letting them fly. So, but I got a name for
distinctive voice for next question.
Yeah, Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan's a good one.
Know that voice.
Now, here's my question to Big Joe: like, which concert would you go to? Because I mean, Big Joe kind of feels like a Creedsman.
Yeah, I'd be taking the Creed one.
Yeah, I know. You know what, Jack? Give Big Joe the friggin' tickets.
Wow.
There he is.
Wow.
Big Joe gets the tickets. Again, the three ones we had a choice of today: Thomas Rhett, Creed, Offspring, all at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion this summer. Live Nation's got a $30 ticket to summer special offer on selected shows. Go to livenation.com/ticket to summer for more details. We don't usually do that. I kind of like Big Joe. He came in strong with the accent.
Was strong with the accent. I didn't know if that was legit or not. I
couldn't tell, but that means it's good.
Yep.
Speaking of good, you know what's good? Bedroom.
Yeah.
There it is.
A little love. Sometimes a little lust. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? There is no shame, zero shame, in saying to yourself, I want to be better. When I'm doing that, I want to be better. I want to be better. I'm not as good as I used to be. You know, very many of us, we're not 23 anymore.
And actually,
some 23-year-olds could probably use this as well, too. Mm. Blue Chew is the way to go. It's the official, you know, chew of the WIP afternoon show.
All right.
And it is going to bring you to peak performance. Mm. Peak performance has all the good stuff, none of the bad stuff. Good stuff.
Cialis.
Same active ingredients as?
Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin.
There it is.
Wow.
I'll let you boy.
There it is. The good stuff, chewable, not a pill that you have to swallow. It's a chewable. The good stuff, made and shipped here in the USA, so the cost is down. And what is cheaper than?
Free.
Nothing. BlueChew.com, promo code 94. Your first month's going to be free. You only pay for the shipping. The bad stuff, doctor's appointment, out the window. The bad stuff, waiting in line in the pharmacy, out the window. You just go to BlueChew.com. They take care of it all there on the website. And you use that code 94 for your first month free on the WIP Afternoon Show. You only pay for the shipping. And then you can...
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How you jerks doing today? I've been waiting a week to say that. That old boy said that there last week talking about Pete Rose. I said, this fella here must carry his cojones around in a wheelbarrow. Just to come in hot like that,
Oh, that caller that called us all jerks? Yeah, Ike didn't let him slide.
I listen every day. Y'all's great, but you're a bunch of jerks. I was like, oh, it's going to get good. I just walked away from what I was doing at work. I went and hid. I was like, I got to hear this. There's too much going on. I said, this boy's fixing to get ripped from pillar to post, and Ike did not disappoint.
Kick his crack shut.
Yep.
You dadgum right. That's what I was hoping for, boys. I'm telling you right now. You ever threaten your son with that? Say, boy, if you don't get in there and get that room straightened up, I'm going to kick your crack shut. I do it to Owen every now and then. I just kick him right in the crack just for S's and G's, boys. It's fun. I mean, that's what having kids is for.
And you know what? You don't kick the kids' crack shut, they end up like me. My crack should have been kicked shut 100 times. And they don't end up with this annoying loudmouth, you know.
Howard should have listened to my daddy. My daddy had told Howard, he'd said, Howard, kick that boy where the good Lord split him right now.
Yep. Didn't do it to me. Didn't do it to me.
But anyway, I got two things I want to hit on. The tush-push thing. The thing that I really don't like, I've always heard ever since I've watched football, like, and you see it everywhere, like they say the game is a game of inches. And we get those inches in the tush-push, but it really pisses me off that if they get rid of it, I'm fine with it, because all we're going to do is just drive their ass in the ground with quarterback sneak or Saquon.
So you're saying if you only need a few inches, you're going to drive their ass into the ground.
Well, you can cut that, I guess. I wasn't talking about what I was saying there.
It's
called a big dose of D.
Yeah, I ain't like Keith Jones and Ben Davis. I ain't just lobbing them up there for you. I wasn't thinking about that. But, have we not always heard it's a game of inches?
Yes. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And out of spite, if I was Eagles next year, like for the competition committee, because as far as we know, there's never really been a recorded injury doing the tush-push, right?
Right.
As far as we know.
Yep.
So I would bring something up saying make it illegal for them to do the Lambeau Leap. Like somebody might tire a knee jumping up there into the fans or something like that. I'd do it just to piss them off. I mean, you know it wouldn't pace, but I'd do it just to gig at them a little bit.
Yeah.
Second thing, Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
I'd sign him right now, guys. I'm telling you, he might be 32, but medicine's a whole lot better these days. Look at what David Ortiz did. And I don't want to hear nothing about what he may have done. He's in the hall. Can't take nothing from him. Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper could both get 500 home runs for the Phils. Could you imagine the ticket sales that would be? I mean, it's going to be insane. I mean, the jersey sales, the jerseys and all that stuff. Sign the man. He's everybody up there loves him. Hell, I love him. I think, you know, between him and Bryce are probably the two most popular players on the team. Am I right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
1A and 1B, you know, and I'd say, Wheels or Stott's probably the third most popular player.
So now we're signing guys for ticket sales in 5 years when they hit their 500th home run.
Hey, man, you got to think about it.
Could you imagine that, though? I mean, you've got two guys possibly getting 500 home runs in the same season, maybe. In the same season.
That's exciting stuff. Come on, that's big stuff.
I'm sure they said it about Ryan Howard when they signed him to that contract.
Wow, come on.
I'm just saying.
Maybe. I don't know. But as far as noticeable, like recognizable voices, I've got one for you. But before I do, I got a movie recommendation for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The Accountant Part 2.
Dude.
I don't know if y'all seen.
So we just watched, we saw the preview for The Accountant Part 2, my wife and I. And we realized we had never seen The Accountant. So two nights ago, we watched The Accountant with Ben Affleck. Dude, you would love it.
Yeah.
You would love it.
It's awesome, dude.
Dude, The Accountant was awesome. A+. I'm very psyched for The Accountant 2. The only problem was that I had seen the preview for The Accountant 2, so I knew something in The Accountant that you don't know until the end. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, The Accountant 2, I'm not kidding, totally different movie than Part 1. It's not as it's got its serious elements, but it kind of plays like a good old-fashioned buddy cop movie. No joke. I loved it. It's phenomenal. But my most recognizable voice is when I'm listening every day, and Chuck from Mount Airy calls in. I mean, you got to know Chuck. You dadgum right, buddy. That's it. Every dadgum time. You know who it is. But anyway, heck of a show, boys. I've been waiting a week to call y'all jerks. But, yeah, that old boy, he carried his round in one of them two-wheel wheelbarrows, one of them big old wheelbarrows. I was like, it's going to be good because I'm going to kick his crack shut. But anyway, I'll holler at you later. I love you, boys. Man.
All right, Justin. Love you, buddy.
Yeah, I enjoyed The Accountant. Have you seen it, Jack?
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
I have not seen the account.
I don't watch modern movies.
Oh. You don't watch modern movies. What
do you like, a Jason Bourne movie?
Well, yeah, sort of. It's like Ben Affleck plays this accountant, but he's an accountant like for all these organized crime things, but he's also like this super kick-ass killer guy.
Yeah, I'm looking at the might check it out. Check that out.
Oh, dude, I love it.
You said two is not the same?
Well, no, he said two is leans into it a little bit more, I think, is that this one tries to be a little more serious than I think the second one was.
Okay.
The problem with the preview of two is that you find something out in the last 15 minutes of the accountant that you don't know the whole movie, and if you see the preview for two, you already know something about the movie.
Check it out.
Yeah, yeah, I would see the accountant. Good flick.
All right.
Patty in Newtown, you're on WIP.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Patty.
Patty!
I love it. I was calling about the tush-push. Mike, I was surprised you were worried about losing it because I feel like you hated it.
No.
You were always like, oh, Jalen stole two more touchdowns from Saquon.
Well, no, that's actually what Ike says and Jack says. Yeah,
for personal reasons.
Yeah, that's because they're betting on touchdowns.
Anytime touchdowns. Yeah.
Do you think Saquon's lobbying the other teams to get rid of him?
Yeah. Now I saw the stat: 60% of Jalen's rushing touchdowns have been on tush pushes.
Only 60?
Yeah, I would have guessed higher as well. No, Patty, I don't have a problem with it. I see it as a huge advantage that they have, and I don't think it's just an on-field advantage. I think it is a mental advantage, other team. I think the other team thinks so much about having to stop it. It almost makes them reconsider their strategy on other downs because they don't want to have to deal with a third and one or a fourth and one. And I think when the other team gets beat by that play, I also think it is I think that team feels defeated, that there's nothing they can do. And we saw that happen against Washington, in the playoffs. So I'm pretty upset about it, actually.
I agree with all of that. The only reason I'm a tiny bit okay with them banning it is I've heard other players or coaches say the only way to stop it is to hurt Jalen. And I feel like one of these times somebody's just going to do it. So it's nice to have that off the table, intentionally hurting Jalen.
Yeah, they did do it with Kenny Pickett, though they did have to ragdoll him into the end zone. It didn't quite work the same way.
I don't think he was thrilled the third time they ran it.
No, when he had broken ribs and they're picking him up and throw him into the end zone. Yeah, I hear that. Right. I hear that, Patty. I hear that for sure. What is your notable voice? Or your, what was the word I'm looking for? Was it notable? I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, notable voice.
Yeah. Well, I went to a wedding once and the bride and groom, introduced for the first time in public, like they do at the reception, was done by Merrill Reese.
I was going to guess Merrill. Yep.
Yeah.
What?
Merrill's a huge answer, Patty. Merrill's a huge answer. Yes. Yeah. Incredibly, especially in Philadelphia.
Yes, sir.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Pardon me, do you have any gray poupon?
There it is.
The tone of Ike and Gilio's way too friendly debate.
It was a very friendly debate. It was very respectful. It was very, I see your point.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, here's the thing.
Just a warm up for you.
Well, and it was an uphill battle for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest, I didn't have a lot of fire.
Yeah,
for keeping Joel.
Your point was right, but it's hard to be passionate about keeping Joel at this point.
I don't want to be disingenuous.
I hear you. And both of you. Even I think Gilio is a very good debater. Yeah. I thought it was one of his weakest performances.
Terrible performance.
Yeah, I thought you beat him soundly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I think he should be getting ready to maybe take a WFAN shift and wave a magic wand and get rid of the Juan Soto contract. I think that's what he was preparing for the entire time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, giving them the magic wand.
The wand, the magic. He would be doing that show out there.
I know.
What's next?
Is this guy serious? Joe in New Hope reacting to Spike calling him 120 pounds soaking wet.
That was the joke. That's the joke. I still think Julio is skinnier than me.
Yeah, it's tough.
Really?
Yeah, it's hard. It really is.
I don't even think it's close, but maybe I don't. When I look in the mirror,
he is really small.
I still see a fat guy when I look in the mirror. Me, yeah. So. But when I look at Julio, he looks like
a tiny guy.
Tiny guy. Yeah. Yeah. What's next?
5 years ago, Elliot.
Will you marry me?
Mrs. Elliot.
Yes.
Mrs. Elliot, 1 week later.
So when are we getting married?
Elliot.
You said yes?
I was so focused on asking the question that I didn't listen to the answer. Alex in Lancaster.
Did you pick up on Elliot today, not listening to the answer?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
By the way, the video of him dancing is outrageous. What's the little hop thing he's doing before the finger twirl?
It's a short guy
man.
Move.
He was in his element, man.
He was. It was like when he's at his wedding.
Yeah. Well.
It's a hop, hop, hop finger swirl.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something else. What's next?
Ike. Come get your boy. The cookout when Elliot starts dancing.
He thinks he's a good dancer, too. That's the other thing.
I mean, maybe
he's
is.
Not a bad dancer.
Not a bad, sure.
Not a bad. See, you guys, you're judging him too harsh.
Yeah.
You're judging him too
harsh. I want
to
see his best. Yeah. I want to see him give me.
You guys were expecting to be wowed by his dancing.
Well,
me, I'm just happy it doesn't look like he had two left feet.
Okay.
Like he's moving in rhythm.
You lower expectations.
I'm a two-stepper, so I don't know all the dance moves either.
He looks like he's avoiding a snake or something. What's next?
For the love of God, do not encourage Elliot to get a grill. We'll never make it. The 3-foot-high dry blades of uncut grass at Elliot's house.
Has anyone ever sounded less like
a grillsman?
Or just like a man. I mean, he's like, do I plug in the grill? I mean, like turn on
the grill.
Yeah, he was talking about it like he just arrived on this planet.
Like it was a microwave.
Yeah. Like you plug it in or something. And he's like, oh, I thought you were talking about a grill that you plug in inside. What are you talking about?
And he lives in the city, like in Center City. How many people are grilling in Center City?
Well, if you have, he's got a yard.
He does?
He's got
he
a backyard.
Someone. I know he said that.
Yeah. But he hired someone to cut his lawn.
Yeah, a lot of people that, like, when I lived in South Philly.
He had a 10x10 grass patch in his backyard. He hired somebody to cut that.
He could have cut it with scissors.
When I lived in South Philly, I had a little 10x10 like concrete backyard. Yeah. People had grills back there.
Sure.
Yeah. Not Elliot.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't want
well, you
to explode.
Well, you got probably the smaller grills, or you use the big grills?
No, just like this wide.
A regular size grill.
Yeah. What's all next? Right.
The seats have warmers and coolers. The popcorn is organic. The players come into the stands and talk to you. And don't get me started on the George Steinbrenner hologram. Spike still talking about Yankee Stadium during the break.
It's just it's a different thing. If you're a player, being at Yankee Stadium and being at Citi Field are different things.
Nobody cares about the ghost of the Babe Ruth
I'm
and all
you,
those stinking Yankee
not
players.
Not even the house they built. It's how genius.
When you're there, there's something about being a Yankee. There's nothing about being a Met.
Sounds like you miss it a little bit.
Yeah, really.
I don't. I'm just saying.
You want Schwarber to leave so you can sign with the Yankees.
No. They already have their overpaid PH.
They already got that guy.
Giancarlo Stanton still got like 7 more years on his contract. What's next?
Actually, guys, I'm going to need at least 6 weeks of debate prep, and then I will set a date to debate with Ike. Joe DiCamera doing what Joe DiCamera does.
Yeah.
The ramp-up period.
Do I have Joe DiCamera tomorrow?
Yeah, 5:15.
Oh, so I got Hugh and Joe DiCamera.
What are you arguing with Hugh about?
Defense is luxury.
Oh, okay. That'll be good.
That's going to be a good one.
No
shot.
No shot.
He has no shot.
Because I want you to bring the loud out of you.
Bring it out of him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. And obviously, Spike versus Maury. Like those two are
Spike versus
Jolly on Maury. Yes. Yes.
And when is that one?
That's during our show.
Yeah. Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We got some good ones tomorrow.
I am going to obliterate Jolly. I hope, and I love Jolly. I have great respect for Jolly.
Yes.
I am going to cut him down to size tomorrow.
Jeez.
Yeah. I am. Livy Dunn, I hope you're not listening because...
This is the mental edge he gets, too, over you, because now you got to think about this all day.
I will not lose to Jolly on this. I just won't.
There's going to be a lot of yelling. I'm not even no one's going to moderate it. They just let you guys
you
go.
Are.
Nah, I'm good. Let him just go.
The other thing is, the thing he goes, yeah, that's a hot take. None of my opinions about Maury are hot takes.
He does the hot take thing.
Yeah. This is not a hot take. You saying he's not even good at his job and you could be better
that's
at it. That's a hot take.
And that he's a loathsome human being.
Yeah, whatever that means.
And you want to do whatever. Never mind.
Yeah. What's next?
I actually had something going on personally that day. It wasn't related to politics or anything like that. Callers from the delegation on why they didn't call yesterday.
No one. Corey didn't call. Yoshi didn't call.
Yeah. Ken from Cinnaminson called.
Yep.
Every hour.
The whitest show we've ever had.
Yep. The caller's Troy from, you know, New Hope.
Let's get a Brad in Delco.
Yep.
Chad, where's...
Yeah, Chad in Westchester.
Yep. It was unbelievable.
Yep.
Oh, man. Did y'all point that out?
Yeah. Jack did.
Oh, you pointed it out.
Not even Corey.
Not even Corey. No, Corey didn't call yesterday?
No.
Oh, y'all let that go today like it was...
No, I think Corey might have been on the board. Did I not get to him yesterday for one reason or another? I don't know. Did Corey call?
Oh, man.
I don't think Corey called.
No, because he explained later via text message why he could not call.
No, I know the reason.
Yeah.
Racist.
Yep. The only way to explain it.
Is there a Fritz at 6 coming up next?
Nah, it's Phil's Basement.
Why are you ready? Oh, it's Phil's Basement?
Well, no, it's not.
It's at 8 o'clock.
Oh, hold on. Does it really make sense to have me do an extra hour and a half?
Well, I'm just saying.
I wouldn't have gone this late with TK next.
We were
I'm sorry,
TK.
Show. He doesn't care.
Okay. Well,
TK
cares.
TK does care, man. He got hot takes to get out
there. Yeah, you got a take for today, TK? You got a take?
Forget. Now I just, all I can think about is you and Jolly tomorrow.
I'm going to roast him.
I can't wait.
He's got no chance. I was going to say a word, phrase, and I can't say it.
Can't even say it.
No, I could.
Same thing I got caught on.
Yep. Is that what it was?
Yep.
All right. Well, TK is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.